Faith is essential. Faith is essential. Of that there can be no doubt. No faith, no salvation. The scriptures abundantly declare it. Repent and believe the gospel. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent. Whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. By him everyone who believes is justified from all things, from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. They may receive the forgiveness of sins, and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. The righteousness of God, through faith in Jesus Christ, to all and on all who believe, that he might be just, and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. The word of faith which we preach. So we preach, and so you believed. We have believed in Christ Jesus, that we might be justified by faith in Christ, that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. For you, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead, so that your faith and hope are in God, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us. And that is just a sample. It couldn't be clearer. No faith, no salvation. Faith is essential. Yes, but what sort of faith? There are two main sorts.